views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the hit show Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Are you struggling with loss? Are you willing to challenge everything you've been taught about life and death? Beyond Proof Radio is a space that explores beyond current self-limiting beliefs surrounding loss, offering radical healing which will come from the least likely of places. Join Angie on her journey, which includes science, medicine, and spirituality, proving that the body is merely a shell of our soul. It's possible to create an amazing life from the depths of pain. It's your life. It's your choice. Now, here's your host.
Hi, everybody. It's me, Angie Corbett-Kuiper, your host for Beyond Proof Radio, and my guest.
I'm Candace Thomas. I'm a psychic medium, and I work currently as an intuitive coach.
Yes, I am so excited. You guys, this is my first Facebook interview, and so Candace, I want to thank you. Candace is not only just a very, very dear friend, but Candace is the medium that was introduced to me when Nick died. So she was my very first experience with mediumship. And today we decided to call our show, Be Your Own Damn Medium. Yes. And now, first of all, I have to thank you, Candace, because Candace started out as mediumship after working in the government. And I will let you share your story a little bit. But she does more intuitive coaching. And she helps others who are looking for success. And not only to utilize, but to recognize and utilize their intuition. Mm-hmm. And so Candace, with that, I want to kind of introduce you. Who are you and how did you get started with mediumship especially?
Well, my background is actually I was an accountant in the federal government. And my total federal career, I worked for 15 years as an accountant. I started when I was pretty young. I went in right when I was, I think, 18. And so I had been a medium my whole entire life. I just didn't know it because the way that mediumship showed up for me is I was more of a feeler. So I wasn't the typical scary movie, I see dead people or I hear them or they take me on wacky adventures. But I would feel things with people around me and then I would have unexplainable sensations, physical sensations in my body that I just thought it was normal, but I never really talked about it. I knew not to talk about it. And the weird thing was, and how I got into intuitive coaching, why I'm so passionate about teaching people how to use their intuition and mediumship is I had this weird thing where ever since I was a girl, whatever I really wanted, I would get. Like it would, something would flash in front of my mind and I'd be like, oh, I need to go here and do this specific thing. So even in my federal career, when I still don't know I'm psychic, still don't know I'm a medium, none of that, I found myself just rising through the ranks at a very young age. And so I was about 27 years old, and I ended up being a high-ranking, high is subjective, but I was a GS-13 government employee, and I supervised 80 people. And for those of you who don't know government schedules, a GS-13 is like a few steps down from when folks are appointed by Congress. I think it's like 3 or 4 steps down. It was pretty much unheard of in the agency that I was in. And not that I was the first person ever, but usually people had been working in the government for 20 or 30 years and were much older than I was. For me, at that time, I think I'd been in the government for 10 years and at 27. And the stress of having to supervise people opened my mediumship in a tremendous way, where suddenly I was being overwhelmed with feelings and I just had this strong knowing about people and knowing about things. And I started getting sick, but only on my job, where I feel very nauseous and overwhelmed, but only when I was working and then when I was home, totally fine. And I know lots of people get nervous with their job and all of that, not nervous, but overwhelmed, but it was like on a whole other level. So when I really explored what was happening, someone told me, oh, well, it's because you're a psychic medium, which I didn't believe. I didn't know what that meant. And that set me on my journey of really understanding with my enchantment mind and analytical being, really understanding what mediumship is, what intuition is, all that good stuff. And so I got super excited because I found out that I was really good at it. So I took lots of classes and training. I didn't just go out into the world and knew how to do it. I had to learn what it was to be a medium, what it was to connect, what it was just understanding energy in general and life after death. And a couple things I found was that everyone could do mediumship, which is contrary to what a lot of people hear. A lot of people are told only certain people can do mediumship. But I have witnessed that every single person has the ability to be a medium, at least for themselves, if not other people, that you can tune into your loved ones on the other side. So as I was learning how to do mediumship and studying with all these teachers, and mediumship is really great because a lot of the psychic mediums that you see on television, you can actually learn and study from. They do classes and workshops all the time and hold you to a high level of standard, depending on the medium that you're working with. And after I graduated and I was certified in mediumship and became official, I experienced the first major death in my life. Like up until that time, no one really close to me had died. And then my best friend, who we had grown up since we were 9 years old, we were like sisters all the way up into our 30s. I was 32 at that time. And she died suddenly over a weekend. She was just gone. And it was devastating. And I think that really should inform this topic today about be your own damn medium, because it's really important to me that when people are going through extreme and tremendous loss, that they know that you have access to your loved ones 100% of the time. And I'm not saying that you should never go and hire a medium, but it's really important for us to let you know that you can do it too. You might not trust it, you might not understand it, which is my goal here today, is to help people work through that. But you have the ability to connect to your loved ones. It's something that we all inherently have. So that's a little bit how I got onto the mediumship track.
Good, thank you, Candace. And it was interesting because just 2 hours ago, you posted on your Facebook page that people usually wait for the physical manifestations before believing. And it is my belief that on this earth, and why it makes it so difficult for us, for others to believe in our gift, is one, when you read a book, most of it will say, oh, this person, this author has this profound ability. This person has this amazing gift. He's the only one. She's the only one. And in our minds and our psyches, we tend to believe that. And what I liked what Candace had said, and I'm going to read it, but it was right off your post from 2 hours ago. And intuition, you guys, and mediumship to me go hand in hand, because it's those nudges. And what are we doing with it? Are we just shoving them under the carpet, or are we following where it's leading us? And you said, and I don't know if this was a quote or if you made this up, or if it was a quote from someone. Many people wait for proof that their intuition is accurate before they trust it. It's only when we trust our intuition that we get proof of accuracy.
Right.
And so in life, we physically have to see it and then we believe it.
Right.
And I believe that in death, and if you do want to access your loved ones and connect with your loved ones, you first have to go in with a belief that they're here. Then you'll experience a sign and then the physical manifestation of that sign.
I agree with that. And it really is, are you open enough to receive the love from your folks on the other side? Are you really open enough to believe that you're worthy and they still love you? Because if you don't, there's no amount of proof or validation in the world that will convince you otherwise.
Do you think you have to be a seeker? You hear, I know that I'm a seeker at heart. You guys, I'm like a scientist in my heart and my soul. I want answers. I love to dig. And it isn't this, oh, I have to find. It just, I enjoy it because when I find something, it leads me to another. But what would you recommend, Candace, to my audience who is listening today and watching today? How, if you're not that kind of seeker, where are they? And searching, and like you did, reading the books, can non-seekers also find their loved ones on the other side.
Absolutely. That's actually how a lot of people get into mediumship, is they lose someone and it devastates them and they get broken open to where they are forced to look at, is there more to life than what I've been seeing so far? If that makes sense.
Yes. Oh my gosh, that makes total sense. Mm-hmm. And then what I've also found is, in fact, in the retreat that I just had a few weeks ago, we were very successful at connecting with our loved ones. It was an amazing journey. And yet you can see, going a little bit backwards, I'm still hurting and I'm still in pain. Is that the humanness? So we're always going to have that? Or can we move beyond that if we do believe that just because we can't see our loved ones doesn't mean that they're not here?
When my best friend died, and we were really close like sisters, that was the moment where, when she first passed, it was so odd because I was a medium. I trained in it, I knew it, and I'd been certified. I was good to go and was, I just started my business and I was just starting to do mediumship readings for others. So I knew that there's life after death. I know how to connect. And when she first passed, I didn't feel anything at all. And I was like, oh, well, I must be so accepting of it. Wrong. I was in shock. I was sadly so human. And I have to say, it's not that everything I learned about mediumship went out the window, but it did not take the pain away of, you know, and I did connect with her. And I didn't connect with her until the day of her funeral. And I saw her body in the casket. Prior to that, it was like I couldn't reach her. I couldn't connect to her. And I'm a medium. People pay me to do mediumship. And it was so confusing. And I would have these overwhelming just meltdowns. It was devastating. It was so sad. And I wasn't used to experiencing anything like that. And when I saw her body in the casket, and there was this moment where I said in my mind, I'm like, oh, she's not in there. And in that moment, that's what I could hear her. And she spoke directly to me. And that was the most powerful and profound mediumship I've ever had, more than the clients I've read for, because we were connected through love. And the pain didn't go away, but it's not the pain that when I talk to some people and they don't believe in life after death, they believe that the person is gone, or they believe that the person's life is cut short and they're not going to experience all these things, and they have these powerful stories around it. It's different between tremendous sadness, grief, devastation, and just this feeling of there's just nothing there, almost like this deep cynicism. And it's a spiritual cynicism. Like, what is even the point? We live and then we die and no one cares and it's so unfair. There's a different type of grief and a different type of pain from that place. So it's not that believing in mediumship, suddenly you're cured of all grieving.
Exactly.
That's impossible. But it's, you're able to heal. And I don't believe that you ever get over it. Like, people always talk about this closure thing. And I feel like that's, in our Western world at least, one of those things that actually holds people back. We're so willing to close things when mediumship is more a continued opening. It's expressing and learning to work with your loved ones, not but be with your loved ones, right, in a different way. And then, you know, there's still some days even now where it's like, it's cool that I can connect with my best friend on the other side, but dang it, I really would like a hug. I really want to physically hold you.
Because we're physical, we're human beings. And Candace, because I'm not going to mess this whole thing up, could you click? It looks like we've got some Facebook chat, and I'm having a hard time seeing. What does that say?
it's a drop down of minutes.
Oh, okay. Oh, good. Oh, we have 1 minute. We must have missed it.
Yeah.
Cat?
Yep, you did. Let's go to break.
We did. Thank you. It's live. Okay, are we still going? No.
Do you want to set it to break?
Oh, are we not? Are we? So we're still going.
Yep.
Okay, you guys, we'll just go on a break for a minute so we can take a sip and regroup and start to learn how to use our chat. Thank you. Thank you, Candace.
explore fascinating and practical uses of essential oils, how to use them, and how they can enhance your everyday life. The Oil Lounge was founded by three remarkable women with fascinating stories about how essential oils changed their lives. Tina and Laura from The Karmic Path have joined forces to educate the masses in the benefits of Young Living essential oils. For more information, visit theoillounge.com.
Choose the new earth on The Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
People often ask, what does it mean to thrive? On Thrive by Gen Radio, it means body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Create synchronicity with God and learn as Jen shares action steps and real stories that will inspire you to be unstoppable in fulfilling your purpose. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit JenniferZellup.com to thrive with Jen.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Welcome back, my beautiful Facebook followers and listeners to Beyond Proof. I'm Angie, your host, and I'm with my beautiful friend and guest, Candace Thomas. Candace, before we left for break, we were talking about, and those of you who are just joining us, Candace was talking about the humanness of grief. And although we know, and a lot of you have expressed to us that you know and you receive these signs from your loved ones that you're still, that they're still here with us, they're not somewhere else, doesn't mean that we don't miss them. We miss the physicality. And like Candace said about her best friend, she misses, she would love a hug. I would love a hug. Bring me a hug, bring it home.
Right.
And the work that I do, and I kind of figured out what my niche was at this past retreat. And that is, we all have to go through the stages of grief. We have to go through the denial, the anger, the bargaining, the depression. But then there's this acceptance. Okay, they're gone. I can't get mad at them for not being here. I can't wish them back in their physical form. I can't deny that they're gone because I know they're gone. They're not here. But there is a point, Candace, that I believe that there is this acceptance. And then what? And that's where I have my peeps. Mm-hmm. These are the people that I'm attracting, are those that are saying, I want something more. And so getting into a little bit more mediumship, and I know we had some Facebook issues, you guys. So going back, Candace worked for the government, the US government. She had feelings, intuition, empathy, knowing that there was something different. And she explored that and is now a world-renowned medium, psychic and intuitive. And Candace, we were just talking too about there are a lot of similarities. Candace now works more intuitively, teaching us, whether you're in business, whether you are in acting or movies or anything in life, how intuition, what do we do with that intuition? Mm-hmm. When it approaches, and it's the same in mediumship. What are we doing with the signs when we get them? Right. And so Candace, can you, the five senses, and Candace wrote a book and it's so amazing. It is called, she's the author of The Success Sense, and it's that sixth sense, but it's being in tune with your five senses, right?
Right.
So can you talk to us about the five senses and maybe how we can start becoming aware so that we can be in tune to that sixth sense?
Right. Well, a large part of being able to connect to your loved ones in spirit, to be your own damn medium, is you have to first recognize your own damn self. And what I'm finding is a lot of people, when they're looking for signs, they're always expecting grandiose, huge mega signs that are 100% obvious. And sometimes people get that and they still don't believe it. For a lot of us, though, the signs that we're seeking are still, we still look for that external validation that in the world. And yet every single one of us who's lost someone that we love and care about on the other side, they can communicate directly to us individually. They don't have to do something that's external. So they can drop in an awareness and it will impact our five senses. And the reason why this happens is even though we look like physical beings and you're watching us or you're listening to us and something physical in the world, it's all just vibrations of energy. Everything is energy, our thoughts, feelings, emotions, our whole being, our whole physicality. And so people who are in the spirit world, they don't have a physical body. They are pure energy. They're pure, whatever you feel like that your word is, light or source. And they can blend and merge with us. And we perceive them through our auric field and through our chakra system, our energy centers in our body. So when they come really close to us, and I don't mean close the way that we're used to with, because we're in physical bodies, there's like, we're really close. I like it. But like physical awareness here. It's, oh, hi, Dr. Pat. He's saying hi, Angie.
Oh, hey.
It's the closeness. These beings in spirit, our loved ones on the other side, can be in multiple places at once. But as they really get close to us as individuals here, we start perceiving them and our five senses can pick them up. And every person, it's different how we pick them up. So very common physical body sensations, very common ways to get information, where so many people that I worked with, when they were sitting with me and I was doing mediumship with them, would suddenly have these feelings of someone's brushing against their skin. You know, it's a physical sensation, or they feel hugged, and not in a creepy way, like Paranormal Activity or aliens, you know, where they're like busting out, not like that. It's like,
not when you Google.
Right.
Yeah. Like,
right. It's a, and usually the physical sensations that they were receiving were the same kinds of experiences that their loved one in the spirit world would do when they were alive. So it was very telling. It wasn't like random, weird, creepy stuff. You know what I mean? But they also might get, real popular kids are seeing and hearing. And that's really thanks to movies like The Sixth Sense or The Ghost Whisperer, where if you're really a medium, if you could really do it, you would see and hear the dead person very clearly. When in mediumship, it's not always like that. And for most people, it isn't like that at all. It's a mix of very subtle impressions, which is why if you see a medium and they might start off a little vague and then move specifically, it's because they're trying to piece together all these little bits of information that they're receiving through their senses. So case in point, I was once doing a demonstration, which is doing reading, giving a message from the other side in front of a group of people. And I didn't know who the person that their side was for. And I suddenly heard the theme song from Subway and it wouldn't stop. And so I finally had to say, hey, I'm hearing this theme song from Subway. And the person's like, oh my God, that's my brother. He would annoy everybody by singing it all the time. Yeah. It's something really specific. So when we're, and that was through hearing, but you also might hear it in your head. So a song might come to your mind, or very commonly, you're at the grocery store or you get in your car and your loved one's favorite song ever comes on the radio. And then you have this moment, you have this knowing of, oh my gosh, this is their song. And by the way, it's their birthday. Or this is the time I needed to hear them the most, because today I was crying and I wasn't sure what I was going to do. And then here's their favorite song. And people will take those moments as coincidences. But those are things that we experience through our regular five senses if we're willing to pay attention. And I don't believe in coincidences. Everything is synchronistic. So, and spirit world will continually beam information to us. So things we might see, some people do see loved ones in the spirit world, and a lot of ways that if a person can see physically, they'll see things out of the corner of the eye, like the person standing there. And usually this doesn't happen to people who that would freak them out. So if you're totally scared and don't want to see your loved one just standing there in the room with you, it's probably not going to happen for you because spirit understands that that would really trigger you and be upsetting. Their goal is not to upset you. But other people see a like a mist or a haze. Other people can just see colors or lights. And some people do just see the body. But other things we might see again are you might suddenly, I don't know if you've ever had the experience where your head wants to turn this way and then you're looking at something really intently. And it might be a quote, even on Instagram, you might get the urge to, I need to go on Instagram right now. Why? And your brain will say, because you're procrastinating. But if you just followed and trusted that impression of, let me look at Instagram, you might see this quote that speaks to your heart. That was your loved one's favorite saying, or a picture or an image that someone shared of them. That's very powerful and impactful for you. So usually when we are encountering signs or messages from the spirit world, there's this knowing. It's an instantaneous, like, oh, this is from them. And our brain, if you're not a person who believes in mediumship or that this person can show up for you, if you are inherently still in the belief that you're not special enough, you will reject it. And other ways that we get information commonly are through the five senses. You might just hear them and you might hear them in your mind. And it might just be, I love you. Very small, short, brief messages. I love you. Wish I was there. Miss you. You're doing great. Very small messages, but they'll be absolutely what you need to hear in the moment. They're absolutely what you've been waiting for. And we can also communicate through our senses, usually just through talking out loud, or even if it's in your head, prayer, or just being honest with, you know, I'm really upset. I'm really pissed off. Why did you leave? You can say that to them. You don't have to be proper and happy, happy and look on the bright side. The more authentically honest you are with how you're really feeling and what you're really experiencing, you will notice you're getting all this information. You're getting all these impressions from your loved ones in the spirit world, and it will be stronger for you than other mediums because you have that heart-to-heart connection. But that also means there's a greater chance that you won't trust it or believe it. Because if you say, are you there? And someone says, yeah, I'm right here. Your mind's going to go, how do I know that's true? How do I know that that's not just what I want it to be? But then that's when you might look down and then there's something for you. People get a lot of pennies. Mm-hmm. My grandma's hilarious because everyone was saying, oh, you're going to get pennies. And she leaves me quarters. And so literally I'll be sitting there and then there's this quarter that's suddenly beside me in the car seat that wasn't there before. Or birds will show up. Birds were very, my grandma loved birds. And she is in the spirit world. And so those would show up. I remember also one time I was giving a reading and I was telling my client, oh, I'm seeing a big black bird. And they're like, that doesn't make sense. Like a bird, I guess there are birds around. And I'm like, no, it's not random birds. It's a black bird. It's big. It's a big black bird. And what it was is the person in the spirit world used to work in the Air Force, and he had specifically worked on a blackbird plane.
Wow.
It was specific. And what they found when they were cleaning up his office was the blackbird itself that he had gotten a little, like a toy, a model of what he had worked on. And he was really proud of it. It wasn't like a random whatever. It was very specific to him. And so when they saw that, it like clicked together that it wasn't a literal bird, how I was seeing it, and spirit just kept making it bigger. So I'm like, it's big, but it wasn't a big size thing. It was like, oh, it's big and meaning is what it turned to be. So,
and if we're just patient, you guys, if we are just patient and we don't try to analyze the heck out of it or try so hard to figure it out. I'm going to give one example that was so profound for me, and it was you were involved. She doesn't know what it is yet. But you were doing mediumship at that time a few years ago after Nick had died, and you would come to our table and you kept insisting there's this tambourine. Everything was spot on. Everything was spot on. And from the cuckoo clock, registered with that, Nick's absolute best friend in the world, favorite Omi, was a Zomi who was from Germany and had the cuckoo clock in the kitchen. He skateboarded. He had it everything except the tambourine. And so, of course, my mind, oh, she's not right, the tambourine. You guys, so all those other things, I diminished, all, negated all of that amazing evidence, little trivialities, because I was looking for that big bam. And what was interesting, and I don't know if I shared this with you or not, what was interesting is Candace will say, or she used to say when she was doing mediumship, was don't worry if the answer doesn't come right away. It may be a few days, it may be a year, but it will come eventually. So I let it go. 3 months later, I'm on the phone with Nick's best friend, his musical friend. And I did tell you, because I called Candace, oh my God, the tambourine makes sense. Because you're told, you guys, if a medium's giving you all this information, acknowledge and verify for them, because it does help them know that they're on the right path too. It's validation and affirmation. And we all need that once in a while. So I call Masa, and Masa said, I've been chanting for you and Zach, and I've been praying for you guys, and how are you? And I shared the whole mediumistic experience that I had had. I said, Masa, I said, the only thing that was wrong, so I'm kind of concerned because I don't know whether to believe it or not. There was this tambourine. You know what he said? Angie, I know about the tambourine. Now, Masa lives in New York now. He said, Angie, and I'm going to probably cry here, you guys. He said, Angie, every afternoon after school, Nick and Masa would get together and play guitars together. And he said, Nick was so talented, he could play both the bass and the electric guitar. He said, I could only play the electric. He said, this day when he came over, the amplifier, one of the amplifiers wasn't working. So they decided that Masa would play the electric guitar because it gave them more musical tone. It's 6 strings versus 4. So Nicholas went to his corner, picked up a tambourine and said, don't worry, Masa, I don't need to play my bass. I can just jam out on your tambourine. You guys, look at that. I didn't force it. It came.
You have to be aware and present though, right?
Yes.
And so often, what was happening to me when I was an accountant before I knew I was a medium, I would start having these phrases would pop into my mind and they would come out of my mouth. I'm trying to think. There would be phrases like, oh, uglier than a mud fence. And someone would say something to me like, oh, my mom used to say that. That's so weird. It's her birthday today and she's been dead for 15 years. I'm like, that's weird. And it's small moments like that where the spirit world communicates through other people by impressing as they get closer in energy. Again, not like possession. They get closer to your energy field and it can and impress upon your senses and your knowing information that you receive. But you still, that doesn't mean that you will accept it. And there's not a magic wand that I can wave to say, here's how you know it's real. I would always invite you to just trust that it is a message from your loved ones. And don't worry about if it's not from your loved ones or not. And I know sometimes when you share experiences where you really did feel like there's this profound connection, there's usually that one person, and sometimes that one person is you, that goes, oh, well, that's a coincidence. See, statistically speaking, of course you would run into blah, 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 blah. Or, oh, you're probably just imagining that. Or that happened, blah, 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 blah. Like there's someone who will be exactly explaining it away, which is really unfortunate. I don't feel like there is enough understanding of the spiritual world. And there's so much ridicule and criticism for something that a lot of us do very naturally. And I see it more, I think a large part of it has to do with the languaging. And so I use the word intuitive, but 100% of what I do is mediumship, even in helping people use their gifts to achieve success. Because I know if I go out in a bigger platform and say, oh, I do mediumship coaching, people aren't going to understand what I'm doing. If I say, oh, I'm a psychic coach, then I might get equated to Miss Cleo. You know, call me now for your free psychic reading. You know, no offense. You know,
$1 a minute.
Exactly. $1 a minute. So, and sadly, people have this idea that psychic and mediumship is just for fun, for a show, doesn't really help. It's not really useful. Like, it's okay, cool. It's cool in the moment, but then you go back to the real world. And that's the stigma that I'm very passionate about. We have to move through and break. And moving away from the triggering words into, when we talk about mediumship and really connecting with your loved ones, it's not just verbal messages. It's not just images. It's the feeling. You start feeling their love, and that their love is still with you. Not just you loving them. You feel it back, which is profound.
And it's not the, oh, they love you. They're in a better place. Those are just words.
Right.
You will literally, or I did, I literally felt this. I mean, the sign was trivial. The feeling I got from that sight, that sign was absolutely amazing. And we have 1 minute before break, you guys, and I want to share with you one of Candace's quotes. And I just love this. And I just put this up on my app as well. And it is, do not allow other people to talk you out of your blessings. And if you feel you need that validation to go all over the place and tell everybody, I saw a box of shoes and I know that it was Grandpa Joe's, and you are going to those people that you know who inherently put down everything that you believe in anyway, don't tell anyone then. Have that for yourself until you get enough confidence to share in this amazing ability that we have and that Candace works with people. Using this, what we've got on our earth, but being able to use the spiritual side, you've got a whole well-rounded perspective of intuition, of mediumship, of being able to connect with your loved ones who have this vision on the other side that can help us here. And it's not to scare the bejeebies out of you.
Right. Right.
So before we go on break, what would you like to...
I would just add, sometimes I get a question, and we can talk about this more later, where people are really concerned. It's not that they don't believe that their loved ones can communicate with them, but they will consciously choose not to engage because they're worried about, well, I don't want them to stay behind because of me.
Oh, and yes, that's a good
they
one.
Don't yes. stay behind. When people on the other side come to speak to you, it's not because they have unfinished business, which is the majority of movies about mediumship is, oh, the dead person shows up because they need something else. They're talking to you because you have unfinished business, not them. They're happy to do it. They can be in multiple places at once. They're not being left behind. They're not waiting for you in some negative way that's keeping them stuck or in a purgatory. They're here because they love you and they can help you when you need it the most, even if when they were alive, they weren't able to show up for you in the way that you would have liked them to show up for you.
Perfect. With that, you guys, we'll be right back. Thank you.
Are we messing up?
Do you know how to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well, people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive, healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. I will be your wellness coach to help you achieve a wellness lifestyle. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you know how powerful your thoughts and beliefs are in determining your experience of your life? Is it really true that simply by changing some of the words you use in your day-to-day language, that you can change your life? I'm Megan Edge. Join me on Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Welcome back, my beautiful followers, and welcome to Candace Thomas, my dear friend, medium, psychic, and I'm just so honored that you're here. And if you all want to check out Candace, you can visit her at Candace, that's with an I, Candace, D-I-C-E, CandaceThomasIntuitive.com. You've got an event coming up too. Maybe not? November?
Oh, I do. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's not public memory. That event in my mind is like, that one's sold out. But we're going to be in Maui, Hawaii. Okay. And that one's actually for business leaders. But connect with me. I'm also on social media, Candace Intuitive on Instagram, or Candace Thomas Intuitive on Facebook.
Yeah.
And so you can just stay in the know when we're doing other types of events.
Love it. Thank you for that. What I want to go into in this last segment, Candace, and thank you again for joining me with this, and I hope that you all have received benefit. No, you're not going crazy. Yes, you are experiencing. A couple things I want to point out. One is that we are not human beings having aha spiritual moments once in a while. We really are spiritual beings living a momentary human experience. I was asked to speak at a Course in Miracles, and it was on death and dying and loss and grief. And I'll tell you what happened, and I've shared this a few times, it bears repeating. I had everybody close their eyes. How many of you believe that you are spiritual beings having a human experience? Every single hand can just shot up, straight up. And I knew this was going to happen. As soon as I told them to open their eyes, what do you think happened?
Everybody put their hands down.
You guys? And we're wondering why we can't have these, or we don't have these mediumistic experiences, because we say in our head we believe, but our bodies know that we don't.
Right.
And that leads us into I want to go back into what you were saying at the very beginning, and that is we are vibrational beings. The
right.
Only difference between this, our table, and us, we're all vibrating at these levels of frequency. And Candace, I know that there are people out there that don't want to believe that poor Grandma Jordan is energy or just a vibration.
Right. Well, I think it's because they don't understand what that really means, and it's hard to wrap your head around. And I have found that people just have different explanations all the time. Even mediums. Mediums do not agree with what happens in the afterlife. And I'm finding that the more I know, the more I don't know. I don't feel like it's as cut and dried as what everybody says it is. And a lot of times a medium really is influenced by their religious beliefs, how they were brought up and what they believe in now. And everybody's experience and path to their loved ones and spirit is so unique and individual. And it doesn't matter if you don't believe in mediumship, you're still going to have those experiences. You're just going to choose not to accept them, to choose to see that this is just a statistical coincidence. But I mean, even that, just because something is statistical doesn't mean it's not of spirit. It could be a scientific validation of what's happening in the world, that there's this order, this inherent order to everything that we're still unwilling to believe in or see because our mind can't understand it. And what I would say further than that is trusting yourself. Why can't you just believe that, oh man, I'm getting a hello from the spirit world today?
And association too. It doesn't have to be, oh, if it's not a sign and that doesn't sit well with you.
Right.
The association of that.
Right. And the signs are so unique and specific.
To you.
We just mentioned to you personally.
You.
You know? So you know. You know, now come on,
you know.
Have that, like, what? You have that moment where it's like, oh man. And if you all only knew how hard your loved ones in the spirit world are continually trying to connect with you and get your attention, not because they need something, because so many of us are walking feeling alone and overwhelmed and like we don't matter. We're still seeking validation outside of ourselves. And there are people who will always love us, will always be there for us, and are willing to connect with us and walk, and not walk our path, but walk alongside us when we need them to.
And you guys, it's so comforting.
Right.
And wouldn't you rather walk on that side than stay stuck into the pain and the grief and the suffering and the... It just, those days for me are very far and few between. I cry, but I almost look at grief as an emotion now, Candace.
Right.
And yes, we're going to have those waves. You're going to see something and it's going to bring you to your knees. That's human. How many of us are choosing to stay down there instead of continually move on?
Right.
And that's where I've just found such... Instead of saying, oh, you'll never get over grief, you will get over the depths of the cycle of grief. You will always have, and I don't even know if I will, you'll always have that emotion of grief because there are going to be places and people and things that are going to trigger you as a human.
Right. Like so many times, for some reason, I've just got one of those faces. I look like a lot of dead people. So I like seriously walking through a mall and someone looks at me and breaks down in tears. And I look just like so-and-so. It's very weird. So, but that's also signs. I mean, there's so many ways that we get messages and validations from the spirit world. It's not just one thing, but we really have to be paying attention and trusting what we get. If you could just even start paying attention to all the information you're receiving, even if you don't believe it, that will help open you up to that feeling we're talking about, where not only do you experience something, but then you're open and willing and receiving that truly unconditional love from the other side.
Excellent. I love that. And a big part of my retreats and a big part of my teaching as well is know what it feels like to lose someone. So I treat the people in my life so much different, so much better. I love them deeper.
Right.
And what happens is, be in the present moment now. If you are with your loved ones and you are having dinner, don't be on your phone. Don't be like this, because you are going to miss it. I truly believe this. I'm passionate about this. We miss the opportunities to have the signs present when, if and when they go first. Those memories of today are going to be the signs that you are going to experience when they're gone. And yes, at first they're mind-numbing, they're heart-wrenching, but eventually they become the miracles that end up showing up as those trivial signs,
right,
that your loved one's right here.
Right. That's very powerful. And I will say, in all the mediumship readings that I've done, one of the consistent messages that I get, and I just saw this on another medium's Instagram, I'm like, oh my gosh, synchronicity. One of the things they say is, don't wait to live your life.
Yeah.
And I, for some reason, attracted a lot of parents who had lost children in my mediumship work. And one of the things that they felt the most upset by is it was a life cut short and they didn't get to experience what they wanted. And when my best friend died, her dad, when he was talking at the funeral, had said, "Thank you for the time that we had." And it blew my mind because it was such a different perspective that
gratitude.
Every minute is a miracle and a blessing, and that we're not owed time. And so many people waste it trying to get approval from people who they're never going to get approval from, living these lives they don't want for validation they're not going to get.
And missing these experiences and denying the blessing of these experiences because they're more afraid of what other people will think of them.
Right.
Than the blessing and the magic. You guys, with that, our show is ended.
Candace, we had such a good time.
Thank you so much. Is there anything, close us out here, is there anything you want to share that we didn't cover, where people can find you? Candace Thomas, intuitive.com.
I would just say, really briefly, normally when Angie and I get together and meet, we always do a process where we take people so that they have the ability to connect live with us, to connect to their loved ones in the spirit worlds. And we just ran out of time and couldn't do that today.
Yeah.
But we can get those meditations up.
We can do it right now and we'll post it. We can do it before you leave.
Okay, yeah. And we'll just post it later. That's what we'll do.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I love you. Bye.
Bye, guys. Mwah.
Thank you for listening to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, Redefining Death and Loss. Tune in every first and third Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Angie shares through choice, present moment awareness, and a willingness to keep an open mind about everything that anything is possible. Tune in every first and third Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Angie shares through choice, present moment awareness, and a willingness to keep an open mind about everything that anything is possible, even in death. For more information or to listen to past shows, visit beyondproof.com. That's beyondproof.com. See you next time.